David's Daily Devotional.
We're looking today at the Daily Devotional. We're looking at 60 parts, and it's actually more than 60 parts. But we're at part 50 of a series on the character of Jesus. And today, the characterization we're looking at is devotion. And we're going to look into Colossians, the third chapter. And from verse 2, it says this: "Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God." I'll say that again because it's so powerful. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. I believe very strongly, beloved, that the things of this world will bring us down, and they're designed to bring us down. But if we keep our eyes focused on Jesus himself, if we keep our eyes focused on things of heaven and not of earth, how can it possibly go wrong? Now, I hear what you're saying. You're saying to me, well, sometimes you do have to think of things of this earth because we've got bills to pay and we've got pressures in this earth. I agree with you. But when you can, you need to be in devotion to our Lord Jesus Christ. This section of the program is called the Daily Devotional. And what it's designed to do is it's designed to focus your attention on Jesus as we worship him in spirit and in truth all the time here on this radio station. But it's focused on him, on Jesus, on our Lord. I've said this so many times, and I remember saying this only yesterday. But for some reason, when I bring you an hour one nugget, and then I bring you a daily devotional, many times, in fact, I would say 90% of the time, the two are linked inextricably. And today is no exception. We were talking about the new heaven and the new earth in the first hour on the hour one nugget. And today, Paul is reminding us to keep our eyes firmly fixed on heaven and not on things of the earth. And he goes on to reiterate that by saying, when you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, you did something. It wasn't just a few words that you said, because you meant it in your heart. And as you said those words, your old life was dying and your new life was beginning. That's the whole point. We have died to sin, beloved. We are no longer under sin, but we are under God's grace. Now, it doesn't mean to say that we don't sin, because we do. Romans, the third chapter and the 23rd verse says very clearly that we all fall short of his glory and that we all sin. That is the truth. We do all sin. But because of God's grace, we can come to him and say, I am so sorry, Lord. I am so sorry. And oftentimes, you know, the very thing we need to do is not only forgive others, but we need to forgive ourselves sometimes. When we're saying sorry to Almighty God, we need in that moment to say, Lord, I am so sorry. And in this moment, Father, I'm going to forgive myself too, because I slipped and I made a mistake, and I am so, so sorry. And if you have a repentant heart, you know what the Lord is going to do. Just now I was thinking about our Lord looking at us as his children. And I was thinking to myself, I bet the Lord is saying to himself, oh, I cannot wait for John to be with me, for Peter to be with me, for Ian to be here with me in glory, for Susan to be here with me in heaven. I am so looking forward to that time when you are going to be with me. And I believe right now this is a prophetic word for somebody. I believe the Lord is saying to you, I am so pleased with what you're doing with your life. I am so pleased with how you have succeeded. And I am so pleased that you have kept your eyes focused on me. That I tell you now, I cannot wait for the time when you are with me here in glory. I cannot wait for that time when we can sit and talk a while. I cannot wait for that time when I can take you around and show you all of the glory of the new heaven. And I cannot wait for that time when we will walk along the golden streets and I will show you the place I have for you, your perfect dwelling. I cannot wait. Whoa. Beloved, that is why we need to keep our eyes firmly fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ and not be distracted by the wiles and wonders of this world, because actually, most of them aren't wonders at all. What I love to do sometimes is to go and be in a place which is so, so beautiful, beloved. I love to go to a place where I can be at one with the Lord and I can look at His creation. And I can say to Him, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done, because this is truly, truly, truly magnificent. I can remember a time some years ago when I was actually in Derbyshire. And I was looking across these fields, and in the distance I could see the hills. I was right there in the heart of the Dales. And as I looked, I beheld His glory. I beheld the beauty of what He has made. And I can only say this. If our Lord is going to destroy this earth to bring about a new earth, I say bring it on. Because if He's done this, then He can do something even better. And just the thought of knowing that there's no more pain or agony, no more suffering, no more disease, no more tears, only joy, helps me to focus my eyes on Him and to declare to Him that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is my Master, and I am here to do His bidding, to say to Him, Lord God Almighty, I will follow You for the rest of this life, and I will be with You in glory, and I will seek Your face every day of my life whilst I'm on this earth. And Lord God, I worship You and adore You. Beloved, spend this time with me during this daily devotional, just saying your thing to Him. Tell Him you love Him. Tell Him you adore Him. Tell Him you will follow Him forever and ever and ever and ever. You are wonderful, Father. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit. Father God, I pray now in the mighty name of Jesus that as we are praying and as we are gathered, that You would pour Your Holy Spirit down upon us now. Fill us full, Lord. Fill us to overflowing. Lord, I sense Your peace, a peace that passes all understanding. And I give You the glory and the honor and the power that is due Your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Sense his peace now, beloved. Sense his peace right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Beloved, I truly believe this, that if you have something on your heart that you want to say to Almighty God, if you want to ask him something, if you want him to heal you right now, I believe so strongly. That now is the time.